So I'm actually going to be talking about sort of a piece of the Nimble system that we have. So Nimble is basically a system for programming algorithms for hierarchical statistical models. But as part of developing the system, we've actually also developed a compiler that is able to take a subset of R, convert it to C++, and then compile that to executable code that then gets linked back into R. And so I thought that would be an interesting thing that some folks at the USAR conference might be interested in hearing about. Okay, so before I jump into what we're doing in terms of the compiler, I'll just give you a little bit of background about what Nimble is. So basically, we've been developing this software for 2 or 3 years now. And it sort of builds on a lot of existing work, including by Martin Plummer here in the audience, in terms of developing software for fitting hierarchical models. And this sort of started back in the mid-90s with the original Bugs package, which then evolved into WinBugs and OpenBugs. So a lot of software for fitting models, in particular hierarchical models, is either model-specific or algorithm-specific. And those packages, such as Bugs and JAGS, that are that allow you to specify models quite generally are essentially black boxes that are hard for users to extend. So our goal is with the overall software is to basically build on the success of Bugs and JAGS and basically allow one to more generally specify algorithms that one can then use on models that are specified in the Bugs language, in the Bugs syntax. And in doing so, a couple of the key points with relation to talking about the compiler is we wanted to allow users to operate from within R, but we also wanted to provide speed in execution of algorithms via compilation to C++. So when I talk about compiling, what I mean is basically transforming R code into C++ and then compiling in the usual sense of the word of then creating an executable. So the overall, you can sort of, one of the ways that we think about the Nimble system is sort of mimicking the way that people have thought about R, starting with John Chambers and Rick Becker, which is this notion of programming with data and having data be at the center of the computation. Well, for Nimble, we think of this as programming with models and having models be at the center of the computation and then being able to use a variety of algorithms with those models. So the overall system comprises a few different pieces. We make use of the existing Bugs language, and we convert. We then generate objects in R and C++ analogs that represent the statistical model. And then we have a programming language for specifying algorithms that you write embedded within R, and then from that we convert the algorithms into both R and C++ code, and that you can then use to run the algorithm. And using this. Using this programming language, we've basically created a library of a variety of algorithms, including an MCMC engine, more recently a set of particle filter, sequential Monte Carlo algorithms. We have MCEM and a variety of other algorithms that we're interested in implementing. So for this talk, I'm really going to be focusing on what this programming language is and how we go about taking code that's written in that language and generating C++ from it. So this is what it looks like to actually use it, sort of from the user side of things. So I'm gonna just use a very simple example of, suppose you wanted to write a second order Markov, generate a state space or time series data from a second order Markov chain. So if you were to write that in R, you know, the simplest way to do it would be to write it with a for loop, and that's going to be slow. So we'd have to initialize the path vector, initialize the first two states, and then iteratively set the time steps, the values of the Markov chain for successive times as some autocorrelation parameter times the value at the previous time, another autocorrelation parameter times the value two time lags ago, plus a new a random innovation, and then we'd return that. If you were to write this in using our system for writing algorithms, what you'd basically do is call the Nimble function, and this is basically a function that generates functions. And so this is the specification for basically mimicking this computation, but in our system. And this is basically its own domain-specific language, but it's what you can think of it as basically an enhanced subset of R. And so the kinds of things that we allow you to program, syntax that we allow you to use here, is basically sort of a lot of the mathematical syntax that is in R, but we don't allow you to do any arbitrary thing that you can do in R. So this is the code. We require a little bit of annotation in terms of you helping us out, of giving us information about the types and the dimensions of the input variables and of the return variables. So this is saying that n is a numeric scalar. That's what the zero means. Rho is also a numeric scalar, and the return is a vector. That's the one here of doubles or numeric values. And then you can see that you're basically programming in syntax that is meant to mimic what R would look like. So then the result of running this nimble function is we create nimmc, which is basically an R function, a pure true R function, annotated with some type and size information. And then from that we can call a compilation function that takes that R function and generates a C++ version of it and links that C++ version of it back into R that you can then run. So when you call this compile function, what you'll see behind the scenes is that you won't see the generation of the C++ unless you look, but you'll then see that there's a call made out to the compiler to basically compile that C++ code, and then that gets linked back in, and you can call it using this name here. So if you go ahead and run the R version and the compiled version here, you can see we are achieving great big speed ups, of course, because we're going from writing a for loop in R where there's not all that much computation, so the overhead of the for loop is quite noticeable, and it executes much more quickly using the compiled version. Now, the reason that we wrote this whole system was basically to allow one to program algorithms. So I'll say a little bit more about what it looks like if you were going to use this DSL, this domain-specific language, for actually writing an algorithm that could then be applied to an arbitrary hierarchical statistical model that was specified in the Bugs language. And so the goal is that you'd be able to write nimble functions that allow you to basically code your own algorithm to use with statistical models, create user-defined samplers to use with Bayesian statistical models, and write distributions and functions that extend Bugs and JAGs. And the nimble functions that you write basically then have two components. They have a run function, which is basically the sort of thing that we saw here where I had run equals. But they also have a setup function, and what the setup function does is that is R code, and that is code that basically allows us to take the algorithm and then combine it with the model that is being specified to which you want to apply the algorithm. And so to write a random walk Metropolis updater in this system, this is the run code for the Metropolis sampler, and it does the sorts of things you'd expect. Generates a random normal proposal, puts that proposal into the model, calculates the probability density for the proposed value and any dependent values that depend on that parameter, et cetera, et cetera. And then in this case, the setup function, all it needs to do is that for an arbitrary model and an arbitrary target node in the model, it needs to figure out what the stochastic dependents are, or actually all of the dependencies are, of that target node in order to figure out what it needs to do, what calculations it needs to do the Metropolis Hastings sampler. Okay, so that was just to sort of say a little bit about why we're doing this and sort of how this fits into the overall nimble framework. But the rest of the talk, I'm really going to focus on what the compiler is doing and what the steps are that are involved in the compiler. So the sorts of features that are in the sorts of syntax and things that we allow you to code in the DSL code that will then get compiled to C++ is basically sort of mathematical operations. So matrix algebra, we convert that into calls to the Eigen library. We can do indexing like in R, for loops over sequential integers, conditional statements and control statements, where we allow you to write multiple functions that then call each other, instantiation of variables with functions like numeric and matrix and array and things like that, distributional calculations because we're able to call out to all the functions in R math. And then we provide basically, we automate the production of an R interface function that can then call these functions that you are generating. And then the reason that we think of it as an enhanced subset of R is this is the subset of R that you're allowed, and the enhancements are additional functions that we provide for interfacing with the statistical model if you're doing this in the context of writing an algorithm to be applied to general hierarchical models. So the way that we do the compilation and transform the R code into C++ and then into compiled executable code is we're basically taking the DSL code that you give us in the nimble function. We're using the R parser to parse that and create a parse tree of the code. We then basically create a reference class object that represents that parse tree that has annotation about types and sizes of the different variables that are being represented in the parse tree. And that then creates this abstract syntax tree of the structure of the calculations. And then from this, we basically do a series of steps that then transform that annotated R code into C++ code. And I'll say a little bit more about sort of this, the steps down here in a minute. From there, we then basically write out, from within R, we write out C++, .cpp, and .h files into R's tempter. We then compile that code that creates an SO or a DLL in the tempter, and then we generate wrapper functions that that you can use to link back to from R to link back to that code. Okay, so a little bit more about some of the key steps. Some of this at the beginning involves dealing with actually combining these algorithms with statistical models. I'm not going to say much about that. I want to say a little bit more about the abstract syntax tree. So we basically have created a parse tree of the code that is being compiled. And then the sorts of things we need to do is we basically need to do some type inference for any intermediate variables that are being created in the code. We populate a symbol table that basically describes all the variables that are in the code, the input variables, the outputs, and any intermediates with size and type information. We in some cases need to do some resizing and inserting intermediate variables into the parse tree and creation of intermediate variables. We then figure out which of the lines of code need to be dealt with via eigen, either vectorized code or linear algebra. And then we insert, basically do some insertion of what eigen calls maps, which it basically allows us to use our own storage, but then to have an eigen object that basically refers to that storage via a pointer. And then after we've gone through these steps, we're then able to basically write out C++ code. And a little bit more as an example, so if, suppose you give us this line of code that we then need to compile that says y is assigned to be the function foo evaluated on A matrix multiply the vector B plus C. So what we do is we create the parse tree of that, and then we look and we recognize that this part of the code needs to be done via calls to eigen. On the other hand, foo is just an arbitrary function, and it's not part of the eigen package. So we need to create a temporary variable that is assigned to be the result of this subset of the parse tree. That's this temp1. And then the creation of that temporary variable basically goes through a step that we call eigenization that basically inserts the necessary processing in eigen that we can then generate, such that we can then generate C++ that includes lines of code that call out to eigen. And the result of that is code like this, where we have these eigen calls, and we're using eigen for one of the lines, but not necessarily for all of the lines in the transformed code. So just to give a basic example of how this looks in a little bit more detail, this is now a slightly different example where I'm just trying to take a vector, exponentiate all of the elements of the vector, and for those elements that are then bigger than some maximum value, I'm going to randomly threshold some of those to some maximum value. So just as an illustration of a for loop and then some conditional statements, some random number generation, that sort of thing. So this is the DSL code. This is basically coding in R. We then compile that, and the result that you get is the R function that is produced by processing that DSL code. And we take over and create a new version of creating a numeric vector. So this is pure R code now with our own function inserted. And then the C++, the call to the C++ code is basically just a dot call with passing along the necessary arguments. And then the C++ code that gets generated looks like this. There's a wrapper function that uses S expression objects to do the necessary translation from R into C. And then underlying that calls a sort of a core C++ function where we've now generated this C++ code basically programmatically from the R code. And if you are, only 1 minute? Okay, all right, so I should move on here. This was another example. We have some ideas for basically allowing the compiler to be more extensible and allowing other people to add new functions that we can then compile. At the moment, we can do it fairly readily, but there are some details involved in us being able to add new functions that we can compile. we have a number of extensions that we want to add to the overall Nimble system. Included in that, and that relates to the compiler here, is allowing for automatic differentiation to be able to generate gradients for mathematical functions, and also adding on linear algebra functionality, in particular sparse matrix routines, as well as adding in a bunch of stuff related to distributed computing for doing parallelization. So I think I'm basically out of time. If any of you are interested in the Nimble system or potentially contributing, we have a couple Google groups, and we have some a website with a lot of documentation. So please get in touch with us or talk to me afterwards.